All right, so in today's podcast, I'm really just going to be talking to you about code. Not necessarily like instructions or anything else like that. More so just, you know, just talking about it. And I realized something yesterday. I was using one of these AI tools where you go online and you can use stuff like DeepSeek, Gemini. You can use all the different models that they have out now. And I got to using it, and I was just making some SQL statements that I didn't feel like writing, and like the tables and everything else like that. And I got to thinking, I was like, well, you can put your whole script in here to, you know, be descriptive in what you want, and it'll give it to you, and you still have to understand how to implement this stuff, you know. So do I think coding jobs will go away? They may become less, but they won't necessarily go away, because you still need people to work it. I mean, come to terms with it. AI is still a lot of human work involved in it when it comes to like the back end work. How does AI even know to do what it does? I mean, because it comes from human ingenuity. So you have to look at it that way too. So again, let me not go too far off, but I was putting together this stuff, and I made a couple of tables, and then I decided, well, heck, why not make a login form, and then let's make a dashboard and everything else like that. But then I realized something when I was programming it or writing in what I want inside of the prompt. It would give it to me, but it wouldn't complete it. Like I would notice like some things on the HTML side that were incomplete, like the, maybe like the divs wouldn't, you know, they were not complete. So what I would do is actually take the code that it gave me and then say, hey, can you fix this or can you complete this? And then it would tell me, well, I assume that you already have this stuff done, like the database or the certain fields and everything. Because remember, the fields were done. It's just that when it got towards the end of, I guess, what it display everything, like the output, it would not complete it. So I don't know if that's because it's only allowed a certain max of, you know, row within its response. I don't know. But what I did realize is that you still have to understand coding. You have to. It's not like, you know, you have the ability to, well, not you, but the AI has the ability just to do it. You know, no, it still needs your input. And if your input, with your input and the ability to understand how to link them together to actually make them work, then you're good as gold. I wouldn't even worry about what other people say. I'd go out there and just max it to the max and be like, hey, look, I can do this for you. I can do that. You know, I would just make databases for people, and because people have specific businesses. So I would gear it more towards that. You still have to understand that even though AI gives you the response, you still need to understand how to implement it. So let's say if you pick a Flutter application and all the components that are needed to make that work, you know, and then all of a sudden, let's say it stops in the middle. Let's not say stop. Let's just say the output, it's not complete. It doesn't even look complete when you look at it. So let's keep it simple with just the HTML div. If we go to the end of the div, where it's supposed to be, like, we name it, we give the div a name of just container, and then we put the two divs there, and then let's say inside of that div is like a submit button or a form or status, whatever. But I would find at the end of the process it would not be finished. But then when I put it back in, I'll say I copy the specific part that I need, because I didn't want it to rewrite everything and possibly give out new variables and everything else. I had to be specific and say, hey, can you fix this? I already have this and this and this. When I'm saying this and this and this, I mean like I have all the other components to it. I have the other descriptors, like the the database connection. I have the config file already together. I already have all that stuff. And I find to me, and I find that like when you're using certain ones, don't let other models fix other models' problems, if that makes sense. So if you give one model code to write, and then you turn around and use another model to correct it, it's crazy. Everything just shifts. So I give it to the same model when I do it, you know. But again, it's just going back to the understanding, like, the fundamentals of programming, like understanding the syntax of the language, understanding where your brackets go, understand what a function looks like, what a variable looks like, what a constant looks like, you know. And it, again, these things are all derivatives of something else. It's all predicated off something else, you know. Just look at your vowels, start with a V, variables, and variables change just like vowels change when you say them, A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y, and how they sound phonetically when they're matched up against a consonant. A consonant is always. So like when you go in to make a variable that's going to be consistent or a const in, let's say, JavaScript, that is always going to be. So you use things that you already know and then turn around and be like, hey, apply it to something else, i.e. coding, to make it make sense. So again, I'll take this AI analogy and me actually trying to get some PHP and SQL stuff done. I did find it a considerably quicker, but at the same time frustrating, because it just wouldn't, you know, do right sometimes, you know, and yet you wind up just starting a whole new thing. And for me, I've been doing it so long, I'll just throw a database in the trash in a heartbeat, start a new one or whatever, like, you know, just like that, you know. And I'm trying to get it to a point where I can just, the way that I type my my queries in, well, not my queries for my SQL, but my statements to the AI model that I'm using, that I can pick a way in which it understands. Because I think if you give it too much when it comes down to coding, like, let's say I say, hey, I want you to create me a login with a SQL statement, like create the tables for the users, and you have to be specific. So create the tables for the users, create the tables and things that you're going to need, the information you're going to save in the dashboard. You know, like there might be address, telephone number, name, anything that you know, you have to be specific. And when you do lay these things out, just know that the AI is going to, it almost sounds generic, but it's not generic, because it doesn't give you the same thing twice. But with code, it's kind of specific, because that is the way. There are many ways of doing things, like poly ways of doing things, but I can't really call it. It's just, man, I don't even know what to tell you when it comes to that. You know, you have to pick your best method when it comes down to speaking to the AI system, because if you notice, in some of them you can go and change the way that the response is given. So with me, I just like it concise. I don't, you know, especially when it comes down to the coding things, like if I'm writing a letter or something, you want to be joking, friendly, whatever, yeah. But I like for it to be concise, because if it decides to give you, you select to get docs and everything else like that, you want it to be concise. So I'm just saying that, and overall, this is just a talk, you know, nothing too out there. It's just that I noticed that when I was working with it, that it doesn't, and these are different ones, like, that I've used. I use this thing called Toolbaz. That's the AI site that I use, and you can choose the different models right from there, and they don't have a lot of bloat on it, you know. So that's the one that I use. It's Toolbaz, Toolbaz. And you got all kinds of AI stuff in there that you can work with. But especially when it comes down to that code, again, you just have to understand the fundamentals and you can implement it in different, you know, different programs. It works when you, you know, upload it to your database. If you got the login and everything correct, you got it. So, yeah. So that's it for this one. I'm just, hey, just chopping it up with you. And I'll catch you in the next video or podcast, whatever we got going.